The Pat Kenny Show
with Mater Private Network
on News Talk.
The new 22-2 registration period begins this Friday, and here to tell us all about the new models you may like to choose from and all the latest motoring news, Geraldine Herbert, motoring editor at the Sunday Independent. Geraldine, good morning.
Good morning, Pat.
Now, a plethora of not alone new cars, but new models that we haven't seen before. So let's start with, I suppose, the luxury end of things, the BMW iX1.
Yeah, so this is their smallest SUV, Pat, so it's getting new styling and a new high-tech interior. There will be options, obviously, petrol, diesel and plug-in hybrid, but for the first time, it's going to be available as an all-electric, an iX1 as well. Now, it's coming later in the year and we don't have a price for it, but it will have an official range of about 437 kilometres. So, you know, a very welcome addition to the BMW range.
Yeah, I suppose it kind of it marks the end of the i3, which was the trailblazer, which is finishing manufacturing, I think, in July. So this will be the smallest BMW electric to be available. What about the petrol and plug-in and all the rest of those versions?
Yeah, they're available from now. You can order those, and the prices start for the range at $48,200.
Okay, so top-end stuff. Now, at the other end of the scale, you've got the Citroën Ami. What is that?
Yeah, this is a really, really cute car, and it's basically, it's not really a car as such, it's a quadricycle. So it's a fully electric car. It's only 2.4 metres long, 1.4 metres wide and 1.5 high, so really, really small footprint. It has a range of 75 kilometres and a speed of 45 kilometres an hour, so it's really designed for the city. And what's really interesting about this is when it was launched in France, it retails there for like €6,000, or they have a leasing deal where it's €20 a month. And also in France, if you're 14 or over, you can drive it. You don't need a driver's license. Now, unfortunately, in Ireland, you'll need all the usual things that you need for to drive a car. But it would be really interesting to see. Citroën hope to get this in at the end of the year. It'll be very interesting to see what the price will be. But also, the issue with it at the moment is it's left-hand drive. And a lot of people have approached me about this, and it's actually putting them off. It's so small, though, it shouldn't make a difference. But I think it will for insurance reasons as well. And I think that's what the delay is at the moment.
And do you know, how many people can it carry?
Two. They're literally little plastic seats in the front. You can't even adjust them. So there's literally the driver and one passenger. But the left-hand drive path is putting people off.
All right. Well, it's kind of back to the future. It's like the deux chevaux for the electric age.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, it could be really, really good. It would be like, you know, be a really, really nice thing to see in the city in terms of, you know, in terms of the footprint and everything of it. But as I said, we'll have to see what the price will be. That'll be crucial, and whether or not, you know, they'll actually be able to bring it in good numbers into Ireland.
Now, we'll talk about PHEVs, and I'm a fan of those because when you drive a PHEV, if you're only doing local stuff, you're electric all the time, and you might only refuel every couple of months. And then if you do need to go long distance, as I'll be doing today to Cork, for example, you know, you can fill up with petrol.
Yeah, they tend to get bad press, Pat, but I think these are really a very useful stepping stone for a lot of people. And as you say, if you're doing a shortish commute during the week, you can. I know people who only put fuel in them once a month. So if you use them correctly, you're charging them regularly, and your commute suits the, you know, the distance of the electric range, and you're getting the maximum benefit from them. They really can be a very good idea for people on a long journey. Obviously, you know, you're dipping into a petrol engine or a diesel in some cases. So you know, that'll make the difference. But really, the most economic way to use them is do a 50-60 kilometre range a day, and you will be dipping into, you'll never be dipping into the petrol or diesel.
So some of those on sale now, the Jeep Grand Cherokee PHEV.
Yeah, that's expected at the end of the year. So that's in a plug-in version. They have introduced other plug-in versions to their range, so that's good to see. And also Land Rover, the big story for Land Rover for 2022 is the arrival of the new Range Rover Sport. Now, we'll have to wait till next year to see an all-electric version, but there are a choice of plug-in hybrids and obviously petrol and diesel. And that range starts. Now, the plug-in hybrids give 113 kilometres of pure electric range, which is a really good range. And the range starts from 114,150.
Okay, now Lexus is known as the luxury brand made by Toyota. What are they doing in terms of PHEVs and EVs?
Yeah, well, they have one electric EV. They have the UX, that's their small SUV. Now they have an RX plug-in hybrid that's coming at the end of the year, and that will have a range of 65 kilometres. And as I said, that should be in dealerships by around December, so in time, really, for next year's new registration.
Now, what's a Maxus?
Yeah, this could be a very interesting addition to the market. This is the Maxus MIFA 9. Now, it's originally started in the UK, but it's now owned by a Chinese company. And they're bringing a fully electric 7-seat MPV. Now, this will be available to order from next month, probably, and it'll be for deliveries early 2023. Now, unfortunately, we don't have a price on it at the moment, but I'd imagine it will be very competitive. In terms of range, the range they're quoting at the moment is 520 kilometres, but that's NEDC or old money. So I'd say you could take 20% off that to convert it to the WLTP. But I mean, that's still a really good range for a 7-seat MPV, fully electric.
Now, another GB originated mark is MG, and they have EVs and PHEVs.
Yeah, they're doing really, really well, and they're only in the market 2 years. They have an MG5 EV. It currently retails for $32,000. That's been given an upgrade this year. And there's also a compact SUV that's due at some stage next year as well. There's very little details on at the moment, but they are expanding their range. So that, again, given how keenly priced they are, that's a very welcome addition to the market.
And what sort of range would the full EV have?
I would imagine in that sort of 350, 400. That seems to be the standard that that most people are attaining at this stage.
Now, Nissan, the Leaf, of course, was a trailblazer in this regard. What are they doing now?
Yeah, so was the Qashqai as well, because that spawned this whole crossover craze. So they've combined those kind of two expertise into the Nissan Ariya. So this is their first all-electric crossover, and this is going to be in dealerships from August. They'll have two options with a range of 402 kilometres or 529 kilometres, and the price for that starts at just under 49,000.
Let's go to Opel now, and they have a couple of new models.
Yeah, both Opel and Peugeot are bringing out new hatchbacks. So both have just recently launched. So the new Astra's arrived for Opel, available in petrol, diesel and plug-in hybrid, and priced from just under 28,000. And Peugeot have the new 308. Again, it's offered in petrol, diesel and plug-in hybrid, and that's coming in at just under 32,000. They also took the wraps off a new 408, which looks really, really stunning. It's a new saloon. We're not going to see it till next year. But again, it'll be an electric version of that as well.
Now, Peugeot have the 308.
Yeah, the Peugeot 308 is their hatchback, and that, as I said, is offered in petrol, diesel and plug-in options.
Polestar. Now, tell me about Polestar.
Yeah, so Polestar just recently launched, and they launched their Polestar 2. Now, this was directly marking the Tesla Model 3. Now, their Polestar 3 is their first SUV, and again, this is going to be very much a direct rival for the Tesla Model Y. So we're probably not seeing these on the road yet, because they've literally only just launched the Polestar 2. The Polestar 3 will join the range at the end of October, but I'd imagine we'll start to see quite a lot of them, you know, next year on the road.
Now, we had, I suppose, from Renault, another trailblazer, the little Zoe. And initially, they would rent the battery to you. You couldn't buy it. Then you could buy the battery. What are they doing next?
Yes, so the next thing for them is an all-electric Megane, and we will see that in September. Now, it's nice, kind of moved away from the hatchback look it has at the moment, and it's more coupe sort of slash SUV styling, a sort of combination of the two. And that will have a range of about 450 kilometres. So that, you know, that will be another, at least another option in the electric market. We don't have a price for it at the moment, but I'd imagine it'll be priced very well.
Okay, now Toyota, who we know led the way with the Prius in terms of hybrid motoring, although you put fuel in and then it charged itself from that fuel, but they've gone fully electric.
Yeah, they're very badly named. BZ4X, their first electric car, is due here next month. Now, it has a range of 500 kilometres. Again, a very exciting development for Toyota. But it looks like that's going to be delayed. Toyota have actually had to recall 2,700 of these, which is practically all of them, because there's an issue with the wheels coming off. So it sounds all very serious, but they assure me that they're sorting this out at the moment. They're not sure how that's going to impact on Irish deliveries. There's a lot of Irish customers waiting on these, and as I said, due to collect them in the next few weeks. They will be notifying the new owners, but they won't have an updated schedule until next week. So we have to wait and see what happens there. It's priced at 45,000. It's a small little SUV. It should be very successful for them, but this is just a most unfortunate development.
And finally, Volkswagen, they've got the ID3, the ID4, the ID5. What else is coming?
Yeah, they're really busy at the moment. As you say, the ID5 has just arrived in Ireland, and that's a coupe version of the ID4. And the ID4 has been, you know, one of Ireland's best-selling electric cars. They have a new ID Buzz, and it's very much like the VW camper van. It's that retro styling. So it'll be a five-seater. It'll be available, we think, for around 60,000 when it arrives in October. And they also yesterday unveiled an ID Aero. This is basically an electric Passat. It's a saloon that will be here next year and promises a range of 600 kilometres.
Now, a couple of questions we have omitted, according to one listener, the Fiat 500 electric.
Yeah, that has already launched and is available. And there's a few more additions to the Fiat range. They've an update to their 500X as well this year. So yeah, that's available at the moment. Mm.
Are there any good hybrid 9-seaters? These would be the kind of things that chauffeurs use, or, you know, to carry lots of people and luggage and so on. Minibuses, really.
In terms of hybrid, offhand, I can't think of anything, but Citroën do have a very interesting e-space tour, and it's priced at 42,000. It's all electric, but it does seat up to 8 people. So it might be an option to actually go all electric as opposed to just hybrid.
Can EVs tow trailers, asks Kevin.
Yeah, they can. It depends, obviously, on the EV, and it's bound to have an impact on your range, but it is possible.
I'm a driving instructor and I cover about 300 kilometres a day. I'd like to switch to electric, but what car has the longest battery range? I wouldn't have time to charge between lessons. That's from Laura.
Yeah, I mean, if you're going for really long, probably Tesla has the best. But I mean, you can get very reasonable ones that will do 300. You know, I mean, the Nissan Leaf is probably one of the best priced, and the Zoe. Now, the Zoe would be ideal to learn to drive in as well. So, I mean, if it's only you and a person learning to drive, you don't need a very big car. And as I said, the Renault Zoe, the Renault Leaf, they all have ranges of in excess of 300 kilometres.
You know, unfortunately, if you're teaching in an electric car, it's an automatic car, and that's will be the nature of the license that you'll get. So, you know, all the hybrids and
new from 2030, Pat.
Yeah, no, but it's going to be, we're all going to be automatic eventually, but there are still an awful lot of gear shift, stick shift cars around.
There is, and there will be long past the 2030 ban as well, so.
All right, Geraldine, thank you very much for joining us. Geraldine Herbert, who's motoring editor with the Irish.
The Pat Kenny Show
with Matter Private Network.